Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from Psalm 46, which is the basis for the hymn that we just sang together. Starting at the first verse, Psalm 46 reads as follows. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is God's word. On November 10th, 1483, a woman in Eisleben, Germany, gave birth to her first child, a son. The next day, that child was taken to the basement chapel of St. Peter's Church in Eisleben to be baptized. And because it was the feast day of St. Martin of Tours, these new parents, Hans and Margareta Luther, named their firstborn son, Martin. As they held this baby boy in their arms, little did they realize the impact that he would have, not only on the history of Germany and Europe, but the whole world. Little did they know that over 500 years later, millions of people from all around the world would assemble in churches influenced by him and his desire to reform the church along biblical lines. And little did they know that this child, their son, whom they loved and cherished, would find himself so often in danger and would, in fact, become a marked man with a price on his head. But this day, the day of his baptism, the only thing little Martin was marked by was the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and a splash of water. It's almost impossible for us to imagine the pressures and difficulties faced by the grown-up Martin Luther. Everyone close to Luther and the principles of the Reformation were putting their livelihoods and their lives themselves on the line. We're not used to the idea of your confession of faith being a matter of life and death, but that was the experience of those who dared to support the ideals of Christ alone, Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone. To take that stance, you have to have a powerful source of spiritual sustenance, and no surprise, Luther and the Reformers found that source in Holy Scripture. A portion of Holy Scripture that became a rallying cry for the Reformation movement was Psalm 46. The psalm, which again is the basis of Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress, sends the clear message that God is our refuge and strength. The use of this hymn has become a matter of Lutheran identity, something you may have expected to do today on Reformation Sunday, rightly so. So let's make the most of our Reformation heritage today and look deeply into the truth proclaimed by the hymn and the psalm that inspired it to see that God is indeed our refuge, our strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, Psalm 46 is not long, 11 verses is all. Written under the inspiration of God, the psalm celebrates a miraculous victory of the children of Israel during the days of King Jehoshaphat. To summarize, three tribes of nomadic people were gathered against Israel and were coming to destroy them. Things looked pretty bleak. Only a miracle could save them. King Jehoshaphat wisely turned to the Lord. And God responded through his prophet Jehaziel, saying, "Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but God's." The armies of these three tribes coming to attack launched their assault, but quickly became confused, started fighting among themselves, and ended up basically destroying each other. When the new day dawned and God's people saw what had happened, they knew the prophet had spoken God's truth. Moved by the Spirit of God, the sons of Korah, the hymn writers of the children of Israel, went to work. And the song they gave us says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains be thrown into the heart of the sea. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Be still and know that I am God." Martin Luther recognized the parallels between the situation that gave rise to Psalm 46 and what he saw in his own life. What he saw was a battle with powerful enemies aligning against him. The only thing that enabled him to keep going was the trust that this Reformation battle was not his, but God's. He wrote, "A mighty fortress is our God," as an expression of that trust. And in writing the hymn, Luther did more than just restate Psalm 46. He interpreted it, knowing all the facts. Luther reminds the singer and the listener, yes, the battle against our enemies is not ours, but God's. And for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected. You ask, who is this? Jesus Christ it is. And not only has Jesus fought for you, past tense, he is fighting for you, present tense. The idea of Jesus, God's own Son, taking action for us, doing things we could not do, helped unlock the Christian faith for Martin Luther. Just the thought that God in Jesus was fundamentally for him and not against him changed everything for Luther. It shaped his whole life. It shaped his teaching and his preaching and everything else that he ever did. You see, everything about Luther, the man, is explained by his personal awakening. Through his study of Scripture at the university, the Holy Spirit opened his eyes to the grace and the love of God. He learned that salvation and forgiveness of sins was not a product of his obedience, was not a product of his good performance, but that Jesus had done everything needed by his life, suffering, and death on the cross, and resurrection from the tomb. Believing that God was for him to this degree enabled Luther to stand before religious and political leaders who wanted him to retract his teachings, take it all back. And he said, "No, I will not." Believing that God was for him to this degree enabled Luther to persevere through private tragedy, such as the death of his little daughter, Magdalena. Believing God was for him to this degree enabled Luther to serve as pastor and elder statesman of the Reformation during his latter years, when his health was often very poor. And none of this is to cast Luther as a superhero or to deify the man, but to see him as a person who had found refuge in God. A person who was not self-sufficient, but who relied on the strength of God. Martin Luther was a sinful human being who believed God in Jesus was for him. Have you come to believe God is for you as well? Has that become the foundation of your life? One way to find out is to think about how you handle the troubles and trials of life, the things that bring tears to our eyes and sorrow to our hearts are not that different from the things that cause that in Luther. They're not that different from Luther's time, the Reformation era. You may be pushed to the limit by illness, chronic pain, family troubles, financial woes. Like Martin Luther, you may have stood at the deathbed of someone near and dear to you and felt like everything was unraveling. And it's exactly at those moments that I am tempted to believe God must be against me. Your satanic enemy will leverage that feeling hard into your heart. We need an anchor point to remember what is true. That anchor point is the cross of Jesus. The message of Jesus' cross is God is for you, even in this. God's own Son laid down his life to save yours. We need God's word to continually point us to Christ and his cross. And when that word does, you can believe God is for me, not against me. God is my refuge and strength, present right now to help me. A person who's able to say, "Yes, things are terrible right now, but I still believe God is for me," has a precious gift and will often be used by God to inspire other people. Once again, Martin Luther comes to mind. Once Luther's breakthrough in the gospel occurred, he was not about to keep it to himself. The good news of salvation by grace through faith was not revealed to Luther so he alone could be at peace. I'm sure you know at least a little bit of what happened. Luther became an instrument in the hand of God to communicate the truth about Jesus far and wide. He used the day's latest technology. The printing press was at his disposal, and Luther used it. His writings went viral back then and became incredibly popular. Not only that, he translated the Bible, which had been inaccessible to most, into the language of the people. And we still live with the ripple effects of that, with the wave of the Reformation. We still are in it, something for which we can be very thankful. But my point is that all of this change was the result of one person's struggle. When Luther's switch got flipped from God must be against me to God is for me, his life completely changed, and he wanted other people to experience what he had experienced. He called it paradise to know Jesus had done it all for him. And if you've experienced that change for yourself, if you believe that God is for you and that the cross of Jesus is proof of that, then you know that God has not given us these precious gifts for us alone. These gifts are not to be hoarded. They're not to be guarded in a museum. The gifts of the gospel are to be shared and distributed with compassion and generosity and urgency. To his living church, God has entrusted the dynamic message of redemption in the life's work of Jesus. We are to get the message of Jesus right, clearly communicating his life, death, and resurrected power, and we are to get the message of Jesus out. Out there, out where it can be most dangerous to the powers of darkness. I know that sounds like a lot. And it can conjure up thoughts like, well, how are we ever going to do something like that? But let me remind you, the battle is not yours, but God's. When you need protection, God is your refuge. When you feel weak, God is your strength. Therefore, we will not fear, we who are marked with the name of God in holy baptism, we who meet the Valiant One at his table today. He's by our side with his good gifts and spirit. He is for you. Would you pray with me, please? Almighty God, Heavenly Father, with your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, we give you our humble and true thanks today that you have restored to your church the true, simple message of salvation through Jesus' work. Let us take great joy in the fact that he has done everything necessary for us to live as forgiven and freed people who are moving towards heaven with each passing day. Inspire us to get the message of Jesus right and to get it out and to let it go to work. The fact that you've made us a part of this, Lord, is a great privilege for which we are also thankful. Meet us now, Lord Jesus, at your table. Forgive us our sins and grant to us life everlasting. Amen.